It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show and podcast. Thank you so much for joining and tuning in on today. I'm so grateful for you being here with us. You could have been anywhere. You could have been listening to any other show, but you chose to hang out with us on today. And so I'm so very thankful and grateful. I am an author, speaker, and evangelist. And I know a little something about starting over. You know, the premise of the show is really starting over after a breakup, a betrayal, or a divorce. We offer inspiration, hope, and solutions from individuals just like you that have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and now they're ready to tell their story. Because guess what? God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for us, he will definitely, definitely do it for you. So many people are walking around with their head hung down. They're sad. They're depressed. A lot of individuals are clinically depressed after a breakup or a betrayal or a divorce. And we want them to know that, you know what, we've been there. We've done that. And you too will make it. These victorious testimonies that I bring to you are from individuals that, yeah, they felt the same thing that you were feeling. They were down and out as well, but they did not stay there. They didn't stay there. I didn't stay there, and they didn't stay there. And I'm on assignment. I'm on assignment to share these stories, to let you know that there is some light at the end of your tunnel. May not feel like it right now, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You know, I was married for 20 years. And now I'm a divorced single mother, and I'm here to tell the story of how you can pick it back up and get back up. So this is one of the ways that I help women breathe again. If you want to learn more about me, you can go online to NicoleCOnline.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, at NicoleCOnline. At Nicole C. Online, or on Facebook at Author Nicole Cleveland. Author Nicole Cleveland. Well, let's get right into the show, because the show ain't about me, honey. It's not about me. It is about transforming with Pastor P. My guest is phenomenal. I tell you, I bring the bomb.com people to you. They are here and they're ready to share their story. I have none other than Pastor Paulette Harper. She's a two-time award-winning author, coach, speaker, and pastor. Paulette has a victorious testimony of starting over after divorce. And I know you will be blessed by her life, because I know I'm blessed by her life. Welcome to the show, Pastor P.
Hey, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy to be on. Thank you again.
You are more than welcome, and I'm excited that you're on the show. I want you all to know, listeners, you are in for a treat. I want you to sit back, grab a drink, whatever you're drinking, put your feet up, and be blessed by her story. Now, Paulette, tell us a little bit about Paulette. How would Paulette describe Paulette?
Paulette would describe Paulette as a determined, focused individual, one who has overcome a lot of challenges and has found God to be true to his word. Paulette is a transformational coach whose passion is desire is to help other women take their stories and their lessons that they learned through their experiences and use them to transform not only their lives, but the lives of others. I am an inspirational speaker, author of 11 books.
You got quite a few.
The author's coach, and also founder of Storytellers Academy.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? Before we even get into your story and the show, I want to say thank you for your transparency. Thank you for sharing your story to help that next woman that's going through.
You are so welcome. I just pray that, you know, something I say will be able to minister to those who are listening, that they do find hope in the right where they are, that they know that God is there to bring them hope and rescue them from their situation.
Yes, girl, I get excited when I talk about the goodness of the Lord. Ain't he good, Paulette?
Yeah.
We serve a good God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, he is just, you know, I mean, all the adjectives that we have just does not measure up to him, because we just don't have enough, you know. And he is such a marvelous God, and he takes us right where we are, the good, all the bad, all the ugly, all the junk, all the failures. He takes us right where we are, and he continues to shape us and mold us and create us into his image. And I love that about him, because when other people have forsaken us, when other people have given up on us, he is right there by our side. And I love him for that.
Yes, yes. I say we can't feel him, we can't see him, but he is there. And in the midst of all of the pain and the brokenness, and when women feel as though that they cannot move on, they can't go any further, they're on the verge of giving up, they may be on the verge of ending their life, God is yet there. He's yet there, because he was there for myself. He was there for you.
Yeah.
I just love him, girl. I love him.
Yeah, I do too.
Look,
oh my God, yes.
You're an author, you're a coach, you're a speaker, and you're a marketing specialist. Now, Paulette, was this in line to what you wanted to do as a child? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh my goodness. No, none of this was in line with what I wanted to be. You know what? I think when I was growing up, all, you know, during that age, all we thought about was being a teacher, or, you know, being a homemaker or anything, or something like that. We, you know, I grew up and we didn't really, I really wasn't exposed to other ideas about, you know, having a career. You know, it was just kind of something that it wasn't talked about in our home, you know. And even though I know that, you know, maybe one of my sisters, or maybe a couple of them went to college, I didn't really understand and have a grasp what that really entailed at my age, you know. And so I didn't grow up to want to be an author. I didn't even know anything about being an author, you know. And it took my trial to get me to be in this place, and it was something that God really had orchestrated for my life even before I was created. This was his plan for me, and I had to walk in that when I went through, you know, my divorce. But no, I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I'm going to be a writer one day. Oh my God, no. It was far from my ideas of having a career when I graduated from high school.
Yeah. It's not what we wanted, right? It is what he wanted and what he knew down the line for us. He's such a wonder, child. Such a wonder.
Yeah, he is.
Look, Paulette, Breathe Again's mission is to help women breathe again after a breakup, betrayal, or a divorce. Now, you were married for, was it 23 years?
Yeah, 23.
Talk to me about your journey in starting over.
Wow. You know, I wish that I could say that it was just great, you know, because it really wasn't. I, you know, as you mentioned, I was married for 23 years and I was married to a pastor. So I had that to deal with as well. And so my journey really started with me reclaiming my life. And so in the process of me getting to know Paulette all over again, or really being introduced to her. I had to find out who she was. You know, I had to learn her and learn what she liked and learn what she didn't like. And so it was really a process of, one, accepting that my marriage was over, accepting that what I had grown to know and to love and to nurture was not part of my life anymore, that that chapter had ended, and coming to accept that God had another plan for me, but I had to find that out. I had to find out what his plan and purpose was in the midst of all the darkness and the chaos and the uncertainties of life, because I had to deal with all the gamut of emotions that, you know, yeah, came with me being divorced. You know, one day I'm sustainable for the moment, and the next day or the next moment I'm not, you know. And so dealing with, low self-esteem and depression and suicidal thoughts, all those things became part of who I was. And it really wasn't until I went to counseling. And when I went to counseling, she began to share some things about, you know, my journey and things that I was facing. But my, you know, my moments came for me was when I accepted the lot for my life, and that I told God that I know there was something that he was going to do, that everything that I had gone through, it wasn't going to be in vain. There was no tear that was going to be wasted. There was no prayer that was not going to be unanswered. And though I had just the trust to believe that he was going to work something out in my life that I just couldn't even fathom what that was going to be, but I knew it wasn't in vain. My pain, my sorrows, it just was not in vain.
Yeah. That's good. And you know, we need to unpack that, because when women go through, you were married for 23 years. I was married for 20. We were in the church. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of it was denial or not wanting to confront what happened, or sort of like being hit by a bus. Like, did this just happen? Because this was not in the plans to happen. And what do I do after this? Did you went through those emotions, is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, for me, being married, I had to deal with not just divorcing him, but we were pastors in the church. So it was, you know, divorcing the congregation, even though I didn't want to. You know, I wanted to still have a relationship with the people in the church, but I saw that that was impossible, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was dealing with the rejection. It was dealing with all those emotions that were so unfamiliar to me, because I had never experienced it at all, you know. And, you know, one thing you mentioned about denial, that was such a hard pill to swallow, that, you know, after all of these years of being with someone, I mean, I met him when I was 14, I met him in high school. So we had high school years. So, and he was my first boyfriend. He was the first man I had went to bed with. So he was my first everything. And so it was hard to accept that this was the direction that I was going in. It was hard for me to accept that I was getting a divorce. And then, it was even harder for me to realize that I had to do life alone. I know God was with me, but I really was doing life alone. And I had been with him all those years. I had never been alone. There was always somebody around me. And so that was one of the hardest things for me, was to be by myself, you know.
Goodness.
And, yeah, to to be by myself and to realize that nobody was going to come in the door. You know, nobody was going to greet me anymore. Nobody was going to take me to the movies anymore, out to dinner anymore. I was literally doing life alone. And so I finally had gotten to a point where I had to grow into that was okay for my life. I had to grow into being okay with being by myself. I had to grow into being okay with going to the movies by myself, going to dinner by myself, doing things for myself, going to the theater by myself. I had to be okay with that, and I was. And it took a while, but I finally got to a point where I was okay being by myself because I had grown up. I had gotten healed. I had gotten whole. God had really did an internal work in my life, and he was orchestrating me and putting me in places where I was meeting people. And so, you know, his plan was beginning to be unfolded right before my eyes, but it took a minute before I got to that place where I was okay with Paulette, and I was okay with what life had brought to me, and that I was going to accept God's will for my life. And I knew that he had something greater for me to do and something more meaningful that he wanted me to pursue other than what I had experienced. And so, you know, it was coming to grips with the real, you know, being real about what was going on, and then just really learning the process of getting through and finally getting recovered from it.
Yeah. This was your reality. This was your reality.
Yeah.
And I had to deal with it. It couldn't be so super spiritual. So
yeah,
this is
right.
It is what it was. So, Paulette, what advice would you give that sister struggling right now with starting over after a breakup, a betrayal, or a divorce? So if that individual was standing in front of you right now and they don't know which way to turn, what advice would you give them?
Ooh, you know, my advice, I would really share with women that they have to really get to know themselves. And if they need it, you know, some kind of counseling, that counseling was available for them. You know, you said something about being so spiritual because, you know, God uses everybody. God can use a counselor to speak to you because I know that he did that for me, you know. And so if that person, yeah, okay. So, you know, I would suggest that that person, you know, get counseling if they felt they needed to get counseling, that they get into some kind of support group that they may need, get into, you know, some therapy if they need that. But, you know, really it's about taking one moment at a time, not one day, one moment at a time, and just living in the moment, you know, and then just recognizing that, you know, where they are is not the end result. It's not the end of the chapter. It's the beginning. And when we can accept that, you know what, this here may be the end of this relationship and the end of this chapter, but I have a brand new chapter. I have a brand new book that's coming out, and it's going to be a book about my transformation, because all things work together for good to those who love God. And so if I believe God's word that he's going to take the darkness that I'm facing right now, and somehow he's going to work it out, that light is not just going to shine, but that something good is going to come out of it, and he's going to get the glory in it. He's definitely going to get the glory in it, but it's going to work out for my good. If we can just believe that in the midst of what we face, then surely God's word will never return void, and he'll watch over his word to perform it. And so we have to really take God at his word. One of the things that I had to do was I had to put affirmations all over my house. You know, I had to find scriptures and post them, you know, on my mirrors and on my refrigerator, so that everywhere I walked at in my home, I saw the word, I saw affirmation, I saw scriptures that of hope and scriptures of restoration and scriptures of my greater future. So I had to do things that, you know, surrounded me by the word of God and the affirmation that I needed for myself.
Yeah, that's so good, so good. And when you mentioned counseling in the church, it is so needed, but sometimes it's just taboo because people feel as though all you have to do is pray. And I say, no, baby, you need to go talk to somebody. Get some of that crazy out of you. Because really what happened with me is I discovered, you know, even outside of the divorce and the relationship, that it had a lot to do with some things growing up and abandonment issues. And I really had to face my truth. And that was a tough pill to swallow, with facing your truth. Yeah. But why are people so deep in the church, Paulette? They crazy.
That's all. No, you're absolutely correct. When I was there and going through, it was the same thing because, I don't know, people, well, my ex didn't want to go through,
counseling.
Go to counseling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it wasn't the faith move, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think that all you have to do is just have faith, and it takes more than that, because there, you know, when you're going through something as traumatic as a divorce, on the outside you might look okay, but internal you messed up.
Honey,
you know,
honey, y'all read the things that's going on in our heads.
Yeah, you really messed up, you know, and you mentioned abandonment issues and all those things surface, and all those emotions, you know, they come to surface, and you really do need someone to help you filter out what you're going through and filter out how you are feeling, you know, and to bring some sense of balance in it. And so we need that. And so when, you know, he wouldn't go, I went by myself, you know, and I told the counselor, I said, you know what, I just need to fix me. I'm not here for the relationship. I'm here for Paulette. Paulette needs to be fixed, you know, and that's really what my focus was.
Yeah, you got to be selfish too. Got to be selfish.
Yeah.
Selfish with your healing, with your happiness. You got to be selfish, I'm telling you. So,
yeah,
Paulette, thank you so much for sharing your story. I appreciate it so very much. I want you to talk to me a little bit about Storytellers Academy and transformational coaching, because maybe a listener, someone in the audience, wants to reach out to you. What exactly are those initiatives?
Okay. So my transformational coaching is my live coaching sessions, which I do either one-on-one or with a group. And it's really about doing the transformational work that we all need to do, whether it is, you know, going through a divorce and what you need to do. It could be, you know, a career change. It could be just, you know, in business. But it's really those life moments, those life-changing moments in which you yourself, you want to do some kind of internal work so that you can be a better you. It's about pushing women, I'm going to say women, it's about helping and pushing women past those barriers so that they can become the best version of themselves and whatever that version is that they feel that they can be better at. And so the transformational coaching really does take an individual from the inside out, you know. And so it's about doing that mind change. It's about doing the heart change. It's about getting rid of those limited belief systems that we find ourselves, rehearsing over and over again. So that's really what the transformational coaching is about. And then Storytellers Academy is going to be my online school for aspiring writers. And so it is going to be a 16-week it's going to be a 16-week write, publish, and market your bestseller. So these will be classes that students will be able to sign up for and go through the process. And at the end of the 16-week, and it's self-paced, so they can actually go, do it sooner than that. But the end result is for them to become published authors. And that's the story with, the whole premise of Storytellers Academy. I've been wanting to have an online school for a while, and this is, just the time that it's starting to manifest. And so it'll be available in a month or so, where people can just go online, sign up, and, be coached as they pursue their writing career.
Very nice. Very nice. And congratulations to you. Not in our timing,
thank
right?
You.
It's in his timing, right?
Right.
And listeners, I want to just drop this nugget on you guys. Paulette, when I dropped and published my last book, Paulette managed my virtual book tour, and
yes.
I hit the bestseller list under her. So I want to let you know
you.
That she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. Paulette, how can the listeners reach out to you if they're interested in the coaching or the academy?
Yeah, they can actually go to my website, pauletteharper.com. They can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram. They can email me at pauletteharperjohnson@gmail.com, and I definitely would love the opportunity to speak to them about writing, publishing, marketing their book, and even transformational coaching.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any last words?
I just want to encourage your audience to know that, all is not lost, that no matter where you are right now, you may think that this is the end of the road, but I'm telling you, better days are ahead for you. I'm telling you that God has a greater plan for you, that if you just trust Him and believe Him, that He is not done. He has only begun a good work in your life.
Amen, amen. And listeners, if you want to reach out to Paulette, you want to learn more about her, you can go to her website. I believe it's pauletteharper.com, pauletteharper.com, and you can buy one of her 1,000 books that she has published out there. Paulette, it's been a blessing. Thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate you.
All right, Nicole. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. All right, listeners, you have been listening to Breathe Again, the radio show and podcast. My guest today was Paulette Harper. I know you were blessed by her story. If you want to learn more about her, go to her website, pauletteharper.com. If you want to learn more about how you can share your story on Breathe Again radio show, you can go to breatheagainmagazine.org, or you can connect with me on social media at Nicole C. Online. At Nicole C. Online. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That has been our time. I hope you were blessed, because I was blessed. Never say goodbye. I always say until next time. Have a fabulous day.